Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 837. I am Brian Kilby. With me this week, we have Don.
Hello.
Chris.
I do not endorse Don's food choices, nor do I support anyone trying to replicate what he's done. He's a trained professional in a closed course.
Yep. Rob?
Adult supervision required.
Hello.
That makes no sense to anybody who didn't watch pre-show. Listen to pre-show. Matt?
Greetings.
Diecast?
I'm here, and I'm broke.
What's new?
You should add that to your There Goes My Money intro. You're listening to There Goes My Money. I'm Diecast. I'm here and I'm broke.
Yes.
Yeah. That's your leader.
Yeah. Yeah. So, to explain Chris's little comment there, Don and I got to hang out over his birthday weekend, last week. And he was looking for a moon pie slider.
Yeah. It was basically a small slider burger with caramelized bacon and on a fried moon pie, which is a very well-known, mostly Southern, fairly
Extremely Southern.
Extremely Southern, yeah.
Yes. Unfortunately, they stopped serving them. The sign was still up for them.
The sign was still up for that. I can vouch.
And the show was only 2021, so it wasn't that long ago. But
so you heard about it on a TV show.
Oh, yeah. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Like, okay, so that was mentioned on a TV show where this restaurant was featured. They should absolutely continue that item, especially if they have the sign, the like bespoke, custom, very nice sign that they had constructed for it. So, yeah, you should complain. You should write them a polite letter.
Maybe they were just out of moon pies this week.
I don't know. I mean, you can always just go to a food line and get moon pies. So it's not like it's, you know.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that restaurant was on that show, though. The food was okay, but the best part was the company and the video games.
I'm surprised they're still making that show.
The Godzilla pinball table from Stern. That was amazing. And Don got Multi Ball.
Oh, nice.
I don't do well with pinball because I cannot track.
You did fine.
But I literally cannot see what I have to do on the table.
You don't have to see the table. He can beat my best. His disciples take an aim and he just does the rest. Okay. So, yeah. Hey, what about that Thesaurus update video? Did anybody watch that?
Yes.
I skimmed through it while I was doing the show notes.
I looked at the photos.
Yeah, we do have screenshots from TFW for a little bit quicker consumption.
Okay.
Most of the video is just an articulation breakdown and transformation demonstration. Like, you know, that's a lot of the bulk of it. There's a few details in there, but I will defer to Diecast for more in-depth thoughts.
The toy looks great. It needs a lot of tweaking, but it's an early, prototype. So, or an early sample, whatever
it's you want engineering to call it. Pilot one, which is the first,
yeah,
it's the first actual colors test shot off the line.
Right. So, I mean, I'm excited about it. I'm more excited about Thesaurus than I was about, Star Saber.
I think everybody is.
Yeah. So, and then he also talked about like, oh, we're going to have another HasLab coming up, meaning Transformers. And they were like, oh, what do you want it to be? And then he kind of said like, well, we got a 40th anniversary coming up. So it sounded like it's going to be G1 themed.
It's going to be Devastator.
I don't know. They could do a G1 Metroplex in Titan size. That I think would be more than the Titan price point especially with all the add-ons and stuff they would do with it.
It's the same height as Star Saber, but it's, chunkier because it's one solid toy. Like, it looks really good proportion, good size in the video. The colors, he said they were still like in the process of tweaking. They didn't come out exactly like they were wanting on this first pass. But like, even without the paintwork on there and just the basic block colors, like, it looks really nice in the colors it came out in. It's probably not going to be like drastically different from that. It's probably just, you know, matters of percents in a shade, but like, you know, the color breakdowns on this are really good. They've got a lot of plastic color separation, so it doesn't have to rely on a bunch of paint for the right color layout. The one thing I didn't really care for in how they engineered the toy was getting the chest animals out, which instead of like you know, a mechanism to do that, there's just a hole in the back that's covered up by the monster head. So you flip that up and you stick your finger through the hole and just push them out. That's how you get the chest animals out of the toy. And, like, I guess that's effective, but it feels like it could have had a more, like, you know, elegant engineered solution.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about a spring wearing out.
That's true.
That's the thing. Or, like, even wedging, stuff getting wedged in.
Uh-huh. Maybe,
like, I kind of like that. Oh, now that I think about it.
Not sure how I feel about it. I reserve judgment until I have it in hand.
Yeah, I mean, just to look at it, it feels a little low end for what this is. It's kind of my take on that.
That's fair.
I will issue the disclaimer on that. I'm not buying it. I didn't pre-order it, so like I'm just, you know, saying that as an outside observer.
Well, we're all outside observers until we have it.
What is that hinge gray piece that mounts on the back of the chair?
That's the shield for the robot and the tail in alternate mode.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah.
Base chicken.
I found the picture now.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I did go in on this since I basically already committed with getting Victory Saber, and so far I do not regret doing so. So that's, you know, that's where I'm at with this. It looks pretty good.
It looks nice, but the most novel thing about it still is that it's Desaurus.
Yeah.
It's not exactly a groundbreaking toy, but if they manage to make a large, satisfying toy with no QC issues, unlike, you know, Victory Saber, I will be pretty happy, I think.
And yeah. Like, if they had tried to do this at a retail price, you wouldn't have gotten like all the stuff that makes it Deathsaurus.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, cool. Okay. So this is the thing I was excited to talk about. G.I. Joe Cross Transformers Thunder Machine Soundwave.
That was going to be our lead bullet point until the Deathsaurus video popped up this afternoon.
So I don't know that it's going to be a good toy because none of these, the two that we've had so far, aren't great.
It's the
nicest looking one. Did we know that Soundwave was going to be Thunder Machine? As Thunder Machine was
it had been rumored reliably.
Not, I don't think he's who I would have picked, but it works.
Yeah, I skipped the first two, but this one's the Dreadnoks. I might have to go in on this one.
Yeah, it looks very in vehicle mode. It looks very, I don't say Fisher Price.
It does.
It looks, it's a toy, and I love the toys look like toys, but it looks less rustic. It's not the right word. It looks less
G.I. Joe-esque, I guess you could say.
It looks like later G.I. Joe, like say 1992 instead of like 1988 or whenever this came out.
Awesome in its own way.
That's true. I love Battlecore and things like that, but this looks more like that and less like, you know, peak G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
This is good too, because like Soundwave's actual correct colors look like they integrate into what this is more than Bumblebee or Megatron did.
Mm-hmm. Comes with Zartan and Zorana.
And a recolor of Masterpiece Ravage.
With the, I guess, the collar from the San Diego Comic-Con.
I think it's either that piece or it is directly based on that piece. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have it handy to compare, but yeah, it's based on if it's not the same one. Exactly.
Yeah.
See, I can't do this. Not for $100. Not for, I mean, the first two are okay, but I don't think like it's something I really need.
I want this line. It's three. There are three toys now. I'm going to call it a line. I want this. I want the toys to get good, and I want this to become a more regular thing, because we talked about this for years. It's like, this is like the thing that should happen. And it is happening. The toys haven't been good.
It would have been better if this happened, you know, 15, 20 years ago, when they would have been literally half the price.
True.
And probably had more parts to allocate to.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine these on the, like, you know, 2009 toy design principles of Transformers. Like,
yeah.
would have been very cheap and very, well, overcomplicated, which wouldn't have been great, but they would have been like some amazing toys for the money.
Yeah.
JT Prime's in our Discord, tfradio.net/discord, and just said, expect at least two more releases.
He's cool. Awesome. Thank you.
He also said earlier when we were getting started that Studio Series 86 Ratchet, which is not supposed to be hitting until November, is in port and being sent to warehouses already.
Cool. So how long until that guy on eBay has it, you think? That one that we typically go to, the guy in New York?
Well, technically Canada, but it has shipping from New York.
Okay.
And they had the Wardon 2-pack in stock this past week, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don's eyes just got wide.
I'm really worried about missing that set. I've had good luck getting the exclusives. I'm just worried about missing that set for some reason.
Okay, Manny Care is like, Skylink/Defiant confirmed. Yes. Please.
But no, in terms of a G.I. Joe vehicle that turns into like a 10-inch tall sound wave, I don't think this looks too bad.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, if I had any preferences, I think I'd like his feet not to be red, but I think that's a fairly small sacrifice for, like you said, the kind of integration we're finally getting.
With his feet just being the seats for the characters, I'm wondering how stable that thing's going to be.
Oh, I didn't notice that until you said it. Yeah.
And Optimus P123 in our Discord patron, by the way, thank you, said broadside/flag finale for the line.
Yeah.
I'd buy that.
You'd buy that for $1,000.
I'd live in it, yeah.
You know, I'll be honest. I'm going to get this Soundwave because I think it looks really great, but I am dominating it because I'm going to be selling the Zartan and the Zorana. So, because I did that with Megatron, I got 30 for that Baroness. So Megatron was like 49 after I sold that Baroness.
Yeah. So, I'm not selling the figures.
Yeah. So it was like, I'll keep the Ravage, but unless he's packed with the other figures. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to get it and give it a try. The Bumblebee, I'm waiting for like stupid cheap discount before I pick him up.
I was trying to remember which character it was. I'm like, was that Hotshot? No.
No, it should have been Beachcomber.
Yeah, I don't care.
A nice Cybertron Defense Hotshot could have worked with that too, I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, just out of curiosity, that Dion and Ariel set, how much is that going to run? Do we know?
Well, the seller we were talking about on their actual store, not on their eBay, had it for $50, so it's going to be somewhere in that neighborhood.
I mean, what's the actual like Hasbro price? Do we know?
I don't know yet.
But it's two deluxes with remolding, so it's going to be around $50. It'll probably be a tiny bit less than that, but like on their actual storefront, the prices are only marked up a couple dollars, so it's going to be right about that. It's higher on eBay because of the various fees, as you well know, Don.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Speaking of JT Prime, product leaks, Amazon capsules, Javelin and Cascade 2-pack, and Walmart Retro Skywarp.
Yeah, I don't know what that Retro Skywarp could possibly be.
I have no idea.
As I steal Brian's joke from the pre-show.
Yeah. I can't wait to get that in hand.
Okay, so Javelin and Cascade. Nobody knows what these characters are because like five people read the rebooted IDW comics. So they are comics original characters from the 2019 IDW continuity. I've been doing some research into this, and some other people have had some opinions on this based on what's available. So Javelin has a little bit more on-panel presence between the two characters, and there's a strong chance, based on the vehicle mode shown in the comics, that could be a retool of Velocitron Blur. The vehicle modes are fairly similar between them. Cascade has very little full-body art in the comics and very, very few appearances. But from what I was able to dig up, my best guess on this is it's going to be another retool of the Legacy Prime RC mold, which, for those keeping track, will bring us up to six uses of that. Animated Prowl is another possibility, but the RC mold is a closer match. Either way, it's going to be some kind of motorcycle, I'm fairly confident.
Hopefully they'll go with the Animated Prowl just to get another use out of that mold.
Yeah. Yeah, just for some variety in the motorcycle characters, yes. Too. I think the RC is a better match for that, but yeah. They could pretty well go either way with it, I think. The two characters are both snipers, so there's a solid possibility too. We're going to get some, like, you know, new rifle accessories to go with both of these in this 2-pack.
So,
but this should be part of that pre-war capsule that Amazon's doing, like the Shockwave and the Rat Bat and the Minor Megatron are all part of.
So, gotcha. Again, I go back to what I always say: Hasbro, please give us new characters that you haven't done before, and they do, and I'm just underwhelmed.
Okay, take a drink.
I'll at least wait to see something. What they look like.
I will buy them. Believe me, because they're new and original.
Yeah, I'm glad that, you know, comics original characters, like recent comics original characters, are getting the chance to be represented in plastic. You know, through any other means, this would never happen. We would never have representations of those characters. It's certainly unusual character choices for this, since they are both very minor characters in the comics, but it's a start to something more. We can get, you know, backtracked in IDW and get things like Velocity, Aileron, maybe finally a second Anode. Nautica. Yeah, Anode.
At least it's not Drift.
We could use a new Drift, honestly.
Okay. Whatever. Okay. Skybound Comics teases cast for upcoming Transformers book. The Autobots are Wheeljack, Ratchet, RC, Cliffjumper, and Optimus. And the Decepticons, Laserbeak, Soundwave, Starscream, and I guess, is there somebody? Yeah, I thought I said Laserbeak.
Oh, sorry.
So, is there some? Is it,
there's a like Seeker and there's a cassette robot. In
so
there.
It's Rumble or Frenzy.
Yeah, or Enemy. It could be Enemy. It
could be Enemy. Yeah, that's right. And another Seeker.
Yeah.
I'd probably guess Thundercracker, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not sure whether these are supposed to represent the, you know, fully complete casts of this book at launch, or if it's just like, you know, parts of it, because it's going to be small teams, and it's interesting there's no Megatron on the Decepticon side at this point, if these are the full groups.
Yeah, it is pretty odd.
I like the art style, though, that they have for this preview, though.
Yeah, it looks good.
Everything I've seen of the artist for this looks pretty good, so
yeah,
I have no complaints. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I'm not ready to invest in another comics universe. I wasn't ready to invest in the rebooted IDW universe, so I don't know that I'm gonna read it, but let's see here, what else. In hand, look at Earthspark Deluxe Nightshade.
Mm-hmm. Looks pretty nice.
Yeah, so the early suspicion was that it would be another duplication of Kingdom Ariser's transformation scheme. That has proven to not be the case.
Oh, definitely not.
For how the owl head disposes into the robot. Like, overall, the robot mode's really clean looking, and all things considered, the owl mode's pretty good too. The robot arms don't integrate as cleanly as I would have liked on the front of the bird, but otherwise, like, I'm very happy with how this looks, and I'm definitely going to pick that up once it actually starts hitting distribution here. I believe this came from Hasbro Asia.
Again, Brian's hypocrisy shines through. I have this is like a deluxe figure. So this would be like in the scale that I would buy, but like, I mean, it's okay.
And we've talked about this before. There is a difference between wanting new characters to exist as toys and wanting to actually buy those. You can want them to exist for other people to have and not want them yourself. It's not really hypocrisy.
Yeah.
It'd be hypocrisy if you're saying, no, this shouldn't exist. Give me only the things that I already have.
Yeah, give me only...
Which you're not really doing.
Background G2.
Yeah.
But give me the Vok or something.
Give us more stuff like GX's troops from a mold that we didn't think would actually work for that and actually does.
Something like that, yeah.
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 I mean... In terms of comic characters, I will say the 2-pack is kind of a no, not like that kind of feeling, but...
yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, still, but, you know, could be worse. Happy we're getting them.
Like I said, I'm hoping for it to be like a stepping stone kind of thing, and we'll get more of the, you know, earlier comics original characters that had more, you know, presence and have more of a following.
Hmm. Sorry, guys, I was buying something.
Yes.
That does not qualify for the drinking game. I'm sorry, you're not.
It's not me. Actually,
no. But now I don't have to worry about getting one, and I'm not paying that much more. And I can Dynanomics the extra that I paid.
Let me check.
Yeah, I was thinking about it too on that same basis, and I still am kind of thinking about it. But we'll see.
I did it.
Matt brought up in our internal chat, you know, not for the added shipping cost, but like it's going to be an SDCC,
ridiculous.
It's going to be an SDCC thing, and while we've had pretty good luck with that the last, you know, few years with the Transformers stuff, like I always feel like it's still kind of a risk.
And this way, I don't have to worry about it, and I can always.
Is this in stock?
Yeah. Delivery date's the 5th.
Oh, okay. I'm going to buy it too. You can take it.
Well,
give or take.
Yeah, give or take because of the holiday.
And they say to add 2 to 3 days of handling time to the shipping.
Yeah, that's fine. The main thing is a worry that and this is what I'm looking at it as well. I did not buy a third Triton Guardian. So
yeah,
I've got money for stuff that I don't have already.
Yeah, you didn't buy that much on your toy crawl anyway. So like. Overall, you're ahead of the game, right?
Not till the end, but it wasn't as much as I was willing to spend if I found what I wanted.
Okay, I've got to log in with my like shop ID and stuff. That's kind of a pain in the butt.
But plus, you know, SDCC is until the end of July.
Is any of us going to go because we've been invited to the breakfast?
Sure, well, I'll go. Just
let me check my schedule.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, California is a little far.
Yeah. Well, Chris, we were talking about Nightshade and everything. Just I had mentioned looking at it, Karada was what popped in my head.
Yeah, and I still don't understand why you were getting a snake tail arm out of an owl.
Well, no, it's just like how the center mass sort of compressed around the legs. Just, you know, that's what I was saying, is that how the legs on Karada sort of fold up to the side. That's kind of what I was thinking with Nightshade. I was wrong. I was very wrong. But I'm just saying that's the first thing that pops in my head on how to get an owl that clean to look like a robot that clean was sandwiching all this stuff inside of like hollow legs or something. I'm glad I was wrong, though.
I recently got the handle in Earthspark Deluxe Bumblebee and Twitch, and like they're not the most amazing toys, but they are pretty competently engineered.
Twitch is nice in robot mode. Her transformation is kind of annoying.
It is, yeah. Yeah, you gotta like flex some parts farther than they feel like they really want to go to actually get it to work. Holds together pretty well once you get it there, though.
Yeah, cool. Okay. What else? Anything else? Legacy Strong Arm behind the scenes from Mark Mayer.
Oh, can I say it before Chris does?
Yeah.
This looks so much better the way he transformed it with the shoulders being wider and kind of it just bulks her up.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, this is so much better. Yeah,
the head's still too big, but otherwise.
Yeah.
I still think it's too small. I mean, I'm sure I'll like it when I get it in hand, but because it's a good, you know, that Elite of Molds, a good base. Just I wish she was bigger.
Yeah, I'm there too. But it does look better in these photos than it did in the first reveal, as far as I'm concerned. So.
This is my first time seeing these photos. Yeah, that makes her look infinitely better than what we saw last week.
Yeah, the head-on shot is just great. It's you know, that looks perfectly fine. It's just it's that you know, problem a lot of action figures have anymore of they look great until you turn them to the side. I think that kind of defeats it a little bit, but that's just something that can't be helped. That is a problem with non-Transformer figures a lot of the time. So
yeah.
Now, and if Mark did the photos himself, I got to say, he does a really nice job. His photos are on point.
Looking at the two in vehicle mode, though, see, I don't have the eye for detail. Most of y'all do, especially with Chris and Rob being our toy detectives. I would be hard pressed to see how much of Elite is actually in Strong Arm.
Just the lower body. Like basically the waist up is all new.
Yeah, because I mean that there's a lot of different shell around the top.
Yeah.
And I would be hard pressed to look at him and say, yeah, it's this versus that.
Yeah. Like literally, waist up is a completely new toy. That's why the fenders can actually sit over the shoulders the way they do, because they are on different connectors of some sort. You can't really do that with Elita or Minerva because of the way the equivalent parts are designed. There's not really enough clearance for that on that version of the mold. Yeah, like every detail is different. All the shapes are different. It's not just like, you know, a minor change to the upper body. Like it's 50% to 60% a new toy.
And I'll be honest, seeing these new pictures makes me feel a lot better for if and when we start getting actual Rescue Bot characters in an actual deluxe scale. It makes me feel a little bit better about that.
Cool. Okay. And Earthspark getting a video game.
Yeah. Same publisher as Transformers Battlegrounds, but not the same developer. The developer also worked on the Star Trek Prodigy video game, which I don't know anything about, but it's about the only thing. It's the only name I recognized on their studio page. So
do we know anything about like what the genre is or anything?
It's like a beat 'em up kind of thing.
Okay.
Beat 'em up and drive.
Bumblebee seems to be the only playable character.
Yeah. And I watched it. It didn't look like it was really my style of game, but hopefully it'll be really good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure this is skewing a little bit younger because of, you know, what it's a tie-in for. That said, though, the Transformers Prime game that was released toward the end of the Wii's lifespan, like, I, you know, got a copy of that from the publishers for review, and, like, it was fairly basic, but it was not a bad game. It was, you know, reasonably engaging, and it all kind of worked well. You know, if this tie-in game is up to that level, like, it's going to be totally fine. It's not going to be anything, you know, mind-blowing or super memorable, but it'll be perfectly competent and enjoyable to play.
Yeah.
So before we jump into what we got, I just want to follow back up on one of the items from last week, where the licensing convention or whatever, they were talking about opening up access to 3D scans of original G1 toys for licensees to use.
Yeah.
So there was a couple of interviews with Transformers team members, one by Toys R Us and one by Triple Takeover. On, I believe, the Toys R Us video, they actually went into a little more detail about that. So it is kind of what we suspected. Licensees will be allowed to make non-transforming toys based on the original G1 toys, but still the you know, clause is in place. Licensees cannot make transforming toys, even if they wanted to take those scans and, you know, reproduce like lost G1 molds with them. They're not allowed to do that. But like we could see, you know, high-end action figures that are directly based off of the G1 robot modes, the G1 toy robot modes. So like, just as one example I'm making up, if Super 7 wanted to make a line of Ultimates figures that were super, super toy accurate, they could do that with this information.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brian, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was thinking if there's a company that could make lost G1 molds, would Hasbro be willing to work with them if that company is willing to take a brunt of the production?
No.
To actually make those toys again so Hasbro doesn't have to?
So here's the thing with this. If Hasbro was going to let an outside company reproduce those molds to make those toys again, Hasbro would want to put a clause in the contract saying that those molds that get produced are Hasbro's property once they're made. Because Hasbro's not going to let another company have ownership of molds that can make their IP. Like, that's just not how that is ever going to work.
Right,
and
right.
And those companies wouldn't do it because it's expensive.
Right. There's so much cost involved in making and just cutting those molds, like, to say nothing of having to do you know, any cleanup work or anything in translating those 3D scans into a CNC-able format to make the molds in the first place. There's so much expense involved in that if Hasbro has to claim ownership of the mold and probably has approval of whatever they do, like, there's not going to be any meat left for whoever is remaking them as a licensee. So like, it would be great if that could happen, because that could get us things like, you know, Sunstreaker, Mirage, the Dinobots back in circulation somehow. But, you know, every indication we've had for the last 20 years, like, that's just, it's not on the table.
Yeah.
Okay. I just figured if Hasbro can make enough money off of it, considering some of the stuff they're going through, could it be an option down the road, is what I was thinking.
Nope. So, you may now take a drink. That took longer than it should have. I bought that, what diecast did. Like their internal chat. So, plus something else to talk about next week.
Ooh. Hopefully.
Okay. That's what we got. That's not what we got. That's the news. I have a pretty sad what we got this week. So,
I don't have any what we got this week, so it can't be as sad as mine.
Okay. I'll start. So the first thing is not sad. It's something my wife picked and kids picked up for me months ago. It's just been sitting like on like the chest of drawers and like my bedroom as I keep forgetting about it. And I've seen people post about it, but not many. it's this weird gun jet Starscream thing from Ollie's.
with Autobot symbols.
Yeah, with Autobot symbols, and it flies up to 20 feet. That's the reason I'm not opening it, because it's just so absurd. But it's a spring-loaded, like, jet gun.
That sure is Autobot Starscream.
Yeah, he's not a bot now. He's not a bot now.
Since they're blue, I have to ask, is it standard Autobot symbols or Wrecker symbols?
I can't tell
the difference. It looks standard.
I can't tell the look. And the other thing that I got, I didn't even realize it was coming until I got a shipment notification. It is the sunk cost Trainbot Suikin.
Can the sunk cost Trainbot be the episode title?
Yeah, sure. Here you go.
What number is that? Four?
Four.
Okay.
Only two to go.
Yeah. And a box. Okay. So that's what I got. Diecast, what'd you get?
Oh, I got let me just make sure I'm not muted. I'm not okay.
You're not muted. Beachcomber.
A beachcomber with a little birdie. A little bird. And he can ride kind of like back on the engine, if you want. I like him. He's pretty cool. I only transformed him once so far, but you know, there's the bottom of him. You can kind of see how it works out.
Yeah, that's very similar to the G1 toy that way, isn't it?
Yeah, he's not bad. I like him. Then I also got Nemesis Leo Prime. I actually like to think of him not as a Nemesis Prime, because he's so dark, with very little teal, that to me he's almost like, what was that Prime Don knows, he talks about all the time, the night mode evasion Prime or something from the movie.
That's pretty close.
You're
to
muted,
it
Don.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, the Night Watch Optimus Prime from the 07 movie.
Night Watch. Yeah. I would almost like to call him like Night Watch Leo Prime or something like that. I'm just tired of all the Nemesis Primes. I mean, he has a purpose, but I don't think they need to do it on every single Optimus Prime or Leo Prime that they do.
They will.
They will. Yeah. So in my mode, he's like a Night Mode or a Night Watch or whatever you want to call him.
Optimus P123 says, call the Bad Lion Scar.
There you go.
I was also in a Target that I'm not normally at, just because of traveling, and I went in the toy section. They actually had
the
Megatron. Nice. And he's nice. My only complaint about him is not necessarily about him, but he's not that big. And the only accessory was the cannon piece. There was really nothing else. Mm-hmm. So he's a leader price point at, you know, $55 plus tax, and he feels not like a Voyager. I don't want to say that, but maybe like an Ultra almost, you know, like the $30 price point used to be. So I feel like for $55, he's a little expensive for what I got, but
everything is that way.
Yeah, I know. And you know, for the last year or two, I've been having a hard time with pricing, the way the figures are sized and worked out. But
that's why I waited for a lot of stuff for a 35% off sale on Hasbro.
Yeah. But I do like him. I think he's a really nice update. I think like he's a fun toy. He's very articulated. I really enjoy him. And then because, you know, I got the box set of the train bots, or I got the box coming with the final figure. Sometime and I already have, year. Yeah, March, I already have two of the train bots. When they added more to the sale, I picked up MPG-03. So now I'm only short two, one. Technically. Yeah, because I already have the sixth on reserve.
Five's not out yet.
So I need four and five.
Yeah.
At least you're smarter than me and Brian and waiting for a sale.
Yeah. Maybe I can do that with the other two. That would be
I wouldn't risk it.
I know.
Like maybe 4 and 5, but do not wait for a sale on 6. That is how that usually goes.
No, yeah. 6 I already got pre-ordered. So
okay, good. Yeah, because the last one is almost always the least produced.
So. And the last one comes with the box set, which is kind of what made me jump back in on the train bots. As stupid as that sounds, because it does. I know how ridiculous that sounds.
There's a version that comes like on its own and a version that comes with the box. There are two.
Yeah.
Two separate ways.
So you might be able to ride out until like the Black Friday sale for number 4 at least.
Yeah. And then 5, I might just say, whatever, you know, and just do it. But when they added the extra stuff on the sale, it got really expensive because I got an MP. And then I got the Decepticon reflector as the Canon camera.
Okay.
Which is, this is the one that came in reflector and Optimus Prime. And didn't it come in another character too?
No. Okay. I think they might have recently solicited a Nemesis limited edition version, but I don't think that's come out yet if they did.
Okay, so this one, I mean, it kind of looks ridiculous, but I kind of like that it's reflector, and I kind of like that it is, like, it really does look like a Canon EOS camera.
Oh, yeah, it's that way. Like 25% smaller than the real camera, but all of the details of the real camera are there.
Yeah, so, you know, I have a couple things, like I have that Soundwave tablet that came out years ago. There's a couple figures that kind of fit in with this to where it's like, pick it up because it's on sale. So, and that's how they get you.
Yeah.
But, one more thing I picked up on the sale that they threw up was the Evasion or Nest Autobot Ratchet, which was the Buzzworthy Bumblebee Target exclusive that's still full price at Target, even though they clearanced out the Voyager, the Bone Crusher. So since he was on sale, I picked him up too.
I feel like at this point, something, a Buzzworthy figure not being on clearance at Target is probably more notable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the only one that hasn't gone on clearance yet. It probably will in a week or two, but
yeah.
That's all I got this week.
Cool. Rob.
I got some decent stuff. I did go on last Thursday and got glasses for me and my father. I am going to have glasses that don't like pinch the sides of my head for the first time in like 15 years. It's going to be awesome.
Nice.
But, also for my birthday, Angel gave me one of the, Nippon Ichi compilations for the Switch, which has a couple of their games from before Disgaea. Been wanting to play a couple of these for a long time, so that was really nice. Somebody, I don't know who, sent me Dragon Quest Monsters Plus Volume 3.
That was me. They just wouldn't let me put a note in it.
Yeah, it shipped from Right. Thank you. It shipped from Right Stuff for some reason, so
yeah,
that kind of explains that. But yeah. I think there's only 2 volumes left. I'm looking forward to seeing that whole thing. Cause like I said, I think last week, that's just such a weird thing to have happened at all. Got the new volume Fist of the North Star that came out yesterday. We're almost through the Rao story arc. It's going to be probably a couple more volumes, which means to the end of the year, but I think they're actually going to get there this time, you know, unless like Viz like catches fire sometime between now and December.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, you really don't. Got myself a new keyboard, got myself a new chair. Not sure about the chair, kind of trying to figure out how to use it without hurting my neck. But and lastly, I got myself, because QVC of all people was having a sale, I got Street Fighter 6, which is actually really enjoyable. I have only really done the like RPG mode, the world tour thing so far, but it's a lot of fun. I just messed with some of the like actual fighting tutorials last night, and I've come to the conclusion that I am nowhere near fast enough to play the real game against real people. So I'll mess with the RPG mode mostly. I'm enjoying that though. And it's a lot of fun. And because it was $30 off of $60, and the game was $59.95, I also got a set of like $8 kitchen knives. So that's what I got this week.
Are they good kitchen knives?
they're better than what we had, but what we had, the most recent things we had were Dollar Tree kitchen knives. So grain of salt there.
Oh yeah. That's the big upgrade.
Yeah.
I've spent like 5 minutes with Street Fighter VI. It feels nice, but like
it does.
I don't have a good sense of where it fits for me.
It's like I said, just some of the like combo tutorials they gave me just require a ridiculous level of speed compared to what I'm used to from Street Fighter 3, which mm-hmm. is the last one I actually played. I keep wanting to call this Street Fighter 4 because of that, but it's not.
I get it. I like Street Fighter 4. I didn't dislike Street Fighter 5. I just didn't spend a lot of time with it.
Yeah, I just kind of skipped over those just because I was really attached to the 2D animation in 3. So, you know, it really kind of seemed like a downgrade in 4 and 5 to a certain degree.
It still does. I did find myself thinking, I really wish this was Street Fighter Alpha 4 instead.
That is understandable.
That's literally how I felt playing it.
Yeah, but this one... Yeah, I'm still not sold on 3D graphics for this. There's just kind of a weird kind of like to the mascot character Luke. Some of his animations are just kind of weirdly Muppety. I don't know how to describe it. There's just like a, you know, there's that a real person would not move like that and not in a cartoony way kind of thing. It's just really kind of But you know, I'm like I said, the offline like. World tour mode I am really enjoying quite a bit. It has the best character creator I think I've messed with up to date. They always just get a little bit better with those, you know, as time goes on.
And I have no desire to ever use character creator in a fighting game. That's
luckily it also has randomized, so if you want to just get to it, there
I just want to play as like the classic characters again.
Okay, that's that'll be me. Like arcade mode and all that,
but yeah,
I love games with like RPG modes like that. Like I have like I don't know if you remember Airgeites for the PS1.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and that weird like nutrition based leveling system for the dungeon mode. I love that.
That's funny.
That such a bizarre game. But this has been your episode of New Soundwave, and I will now shut up so somebody else can talk about what they got.
Did Matt go, or did he talk in pre-show? It was pre-show when we were talking about packing material, wasn't it?
Yeah, that pre-show. Yeah.
Tell us what you got.
Okay, so I had to make a trip to Morgantown yesterday, so I stopped by Target. And I picked up the new Marvel Legends Ant-Man because he is way better than that classic version that was on the crappy Pizza Spider-Man body. And while I was there, I also picked up 2 Crash Bars.
Nice.
Because they sold out on Pulse for the sale. So, like, I needed more. From tfradio.net/Amazon, I got DevCon, who is actually super nice. Like, most of it is retooled. Like, he is very much a partial of Blur, but when you go to transform him, he is very much Blur.
Oh, I cannot wait for mine to get. I've been waiting for that figure for many years.
He is a super nice figure. He is a super nice figure, Don. You're not going to be disappointed.
The blue is right. The reds are right. The profile is right.
The head sculpt is amazing.
That head sculpt is
really good job.
I have been wanting that for. I hope a third party does like a Bosch.
There would figure. Be nowhere for him to sit.
Yeah, but it'd be nice to at least have him displayed with Bosch and maybe Slizardo.
Yeah. But, yeah, super happy with DevCon. He is great. Now for part two of the Pulse sale. So this came in 2 shipments. So my first shipment was I got some Marvel Legends. I got the classic team suit Wolverine.
Oh, nice.
And the 3-pack of Forge, Storm, and Jubilee.
Oh, wow.
They all look really great. I'm super happy with them. And the shipment that arrived today, I got the remaining 3-pack, which is Psylocke, Gambit, and Banshee. I was waiting for that. I knew that was going to pop up whenever they added stuff to the sale in the second week. So I held off until they were all available at once. I was kind of hoping one would sell out so I didn't have to buy them. But
what was that from, Matt? Because that's not the animated series. I don't remember them. Did they
that is that? From the that is from the comics. That is
okay.
In between the Outback era and the Jim Lee relaunch.
Yeah, I think Jim Lee was doing the art when that happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that was like immediately leading up to the 1991 relaunch. Yeah. I got a couple more Marvel Legends to go through real quick. I did get the Outback Era Rogue. She's actually going to go with my Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. It's not costume appropriate, but it's close enough. And I got Wonder Man in his fabulous 70s safari jacket.
Oh, wow.
It is hideous and I love it. And Yelena Belova Black Widow to go with my dirtbag Avengers team I'm building. And now on to Transformers, so Brian doesn't, you know, have an aneurysm.
He's not even paying attention. It's fine.
Not. I'm reading Twitter.
So I got reissue Hound and Thundercracker.
Nice.
Wish I had waited. Wish I had waited.
Yeah, they came to about $23 a piece, I think, with the sale.
Oh, that's good.
I had to rub that in, Dawn.
Oh, they were in the sale. Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, all this stuff was on the
sale. It's just with that being Walmart, I just jumped when I had a chance. And
see, I jumped. I should have waited for Hot Rod because he also went on sale.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. And I got a scrap hook to further build out my junkie on.
Nice.
And a crash bar from the sale as well. So I'm up to 3 scrap hooks and 6 crash bars now. We really need some more recolors so I can fill out the ranks a little more evenly. And lastly, I got Animated Prowl, finally. And I did go ahead and pre-order that third-party Samurai armor for him. And Senator Crosscut.
Oh, nice.
All from Legacy Evolution. So I made excellent use of that sale. Last year, I don't think I bought anything. This year, I pretty much cleaned them out. So,
how many more Guardian robots did you buy?
I decided to stick with the 2.
Oh, okay.
It was hard, Matt, wasn't it? It was hard, wasn't it? It was
so freaking hard.
Because, I mean,
oh my.
Because see, like, you said it. 2 seems like it's the perfect number, but then they're on sale.
Yes.
And then the 3 sounds
better. A really good sale. A really good sale. And I mean, if you're getting 3, why not 4, right? So.
Yep.
That is a wrap.
These are real thoughts that went through my head.
Yes, I stumped myself. I don't ever hardly troop build. Maybe I have like 2 Sharkticons and that's it.
But I only have like 2 fault. Dozen.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. But I did want more of the Omega Sentinels, but I stopped myself. So, because.
Okay, Don, I want to know what G1 stuff you got.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to spend $300 for an orange G2 Devastator. I already had one. Very eclectic mixed browns. I apologize about the randomness, but it's all stuff that I got on my birthday weekend. Picked up Fast Draw's file card from G.I. Joe. He's my favorite G.I. Joe from the first original, so I got his file card. Fast Draw's been one of my favorites forever because his personal weapon are missile launchers. Got these a few weeks ago and forgot to mention them. I picked up from BBTS. The Black Hole reaction figures, Bob, Maximilian, and Vincent. And I like it because it's not the standard reaction cards. It's actually the character cards. So there's a lot more. It's not just the artwork that's life. It's like it's the characters themselves, which I thought really was really nice. I have a soft spot for the Black Hole. And for it's just something I wanted to get those reaction figures. My wife was at the local bin store, if you know what those
I wish I didn't.
and Rob and Chris, you can probably tell me about this. $2 for a whole bunch of 1/144 scale stands. I think there's like 8 in here, maybe.
Oh yeah, those are maybe action base. Yeah, I think those are action bases. Maybe knockoffs.
Yeah,
I would say knockoffs. Yeah, but
yeah.
Hey, yeah, $2 for
it's a good deal.
I think there's 8 of them in there, which is good because we stopped by a Target on the way going down, and they had the same problem as the Leos from a few weeks ago. They had all of their G3 color exclusive Gundams on a $12.99 tag.
You said G3, and I got excited for a second.
Yeah, sorry.
I thought it was going to be
Inferno. And I asked them, are they actually $12.99, just like the Leos? It's like, are they not priced right? The scanner wouldn't come up anything. He says, no, they're still 24, but since they're on the hook, you can get it. I said,
very nice.
Okay. So I have no attachment to this other than it's a cool color on a classic Gundam. So I got that.
That's always been one of Rob's favorites too.
Yeah.
at the toy store in Lexington, I picked up some duplicates of stuff that I had. I had two sets originally, and I took one back because I didn't think I needed two sets. But I picked up a second set of the original Defenders of the Earth from NECA. That way I have one open and one in box. I know NECA does have some QC issues from time to time, but they look so good in the box, and I got them for $15 apiece. Mm-hmm. That's well over half off. So I now have a complete set of boxed and loose Defenders of the Earth. I don't see them doing the kids anytime soon, so I think I've got a complete set. Some figures I got from Ally Express, same place where I got the boat Transformers. All I can say is these are Chinese created characters. One is a Korean air war era troop transport, very MASH looking in vehicle mode. Brian, I'll post some pictures when I get a chance of them in their modes. He comes with a giant, his metal detector. He has a metal detector and he has a giant wrench. So, nice. But a lot of the troop transport parts are the panels in his legs. And the other one of these I got was the Chinese staff car that turns into basically Prowl.
Hmm.
And these were, I saw these on YouTube from one of the people I follow that does a lot of stop motion. Really interesting transformation. Quality is pretty good. Just really interesting figures that I'm glad I got those. And they were only about $20 a piece with free shipping.
Yeah, it's not bad.
No.
My Dino Thunder team is pretty much complete except for Trent, who I don't really care about, with Black Ranger Tommy. And one of my favorite villains, outside of maybe Lothar, Mezogog. Mezogog was also a lot more effective villain. At the place where I got the Defenders of the Earth, I picked up, I wasn't going to get him, but he was cheap, Phalanx from the Gargoyles Ultimate series. He was $25, which is about 15 less than retail.
You're just like stringing sounds together and making up words at this point.
Well, Phalanx is Goliath backwards because he's his clone, so that's how that works. I did pick up some stuff when I was down on this thing. What I got down there was Cobra Island Beachhead for $30.
Nice.
Which I have not seen for that price in quite a while, so I have the Beachhead. And off of eBay, I got the original Cobra Island Firefly, so I decided to, I found one for a pretty good price on eBay.
How much was that?
42 shipped.
Oh, they just announced a Firefly today.
Yeah, that
he
one
knows,
is
Doctor. He knows.
Nice.
So that's an early one. I got it early. The last two things I got was I've shown off the ship robots before. They're doing the Chinese and German figures. In the Toy Easy. This is not one of the combiners, but I just got it today and haven't had a chance to get it out. This is what will be their Yamato. So it's
space battleship?
No, not a space battleship, but it is the Yamato because you've got the conning tower and stuff on the back.
Somebody will come up with a third party kit to convert it over.
Yeah. But I'm really because y'all guys will understand he also comes with the banisters. The flags are sort of like Kachidoki arms, so he can have those in robot mode as well. So I'm looking forward to spending some time with him because all these battleship naval warfare transformers is something I've been wanting for decades, and someone's finally doing some. And the last thing I got was, Chris, you were right, damn you.
Yep.
King Atlas.
Yeah, I didn't have King Atlas.
I never had a King Atlas before.
How did you not have King Atlas?
Well, because I had the Thunder Skyquake, the UK one. What is it?
Skyquake.
Yeah, I had Skyquake, and I had the Machine Wars Starscream. So I passed on him because I just didn't want him. I didn't want him a third time, but it was $20.
That's pretty nice.
For them when it was new.
Yeah, I do not have the missiles and the gun, but just to sit on
did
the shelf.
Did he come with the missiles? I don't even remember.
I think he did have missiles. I remember them being taped in there.
Almost everything they did in that period did have missiles.
Well, I mean, the original toy had missiles, but I don't remember Skike. If I don't remember Skikeweight coming with missiles, he probably did. I just lost him.
Yeah. So,
King Atlas. I said Skikeweight. Of course, Skikeweight has missiles, which I have. Yeah. Atlas, I don't remember coming with missiles.
Yeah.
I probably just lost them.
Everything's fine. The stickers are fine. So I got this, the Thalog, the three Defenders of the Earth figures, and the file card for Fast Draw for $75.
Nice.
Dang. Nice.
Yeah. So, that was my birthday haul.
I mean, King Atlas is, I mean, my mind's worth that much. So the rest is basically free.
Yeah. It's just, again, I never picked him up. And by the time I went to go get him, he was already gone. And And that's what I got this week. Thanks to the patience of my wonderful wife.
And your co-hosts. So, I'm getting crapped on.
I just checked the wiki. King Atlas did come with missiles.
Okay, so I just lost them. I'm assuming they're black. So it's, they were what, lime green with Starscream?
They were that Euro G2 bright Poland chainsaw green. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So, hey, tfradio.net/Amazon, if you want to buy anything, that would help us out. Prime Day is coming up, isn't it? So if you want to get
sometime soon.
If you want to get crap that Amazon's trying to clear out, like for even less, tfradio.net/Amazon, we would appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Also, want to thank our patrons at patreon.com/tfradio. Patrons at all tiers get RFC a day early at a higher bit rate and ad free, which I think is pretty awesome. You get a weekly Patreon exclusive pre-show podcast, as long as I recorded it. I didn't do one last week. Podcasts that also get public or posted at a higher bit rate. I just posted an episode of Transform Squadron, Rob Springer's podcast. So if you're a patron, you get it at a higher bit rate. You get unedited episodes of RSC, which are exclusive to patrons. If I edit the show, patrons get both versions. Spoilers, this week is an edited version, so patrons get both versions of the show. Hot 5 podcast week early when I finally post it. Patrons at the touch tier get to be on Hot 5. And of course, patrons at the touch tier get to be mentioned on the show each week. So I want to thank our patrons at the touched tier now, except for the fact that I lost the link. Okay. So you're listed at tfradio.net/credits as well. So I want to thank Kevin Dorsey, AJ, Eric Griffin, Tyrell Gwynn, Rick Mahurin, Ryan Bona, Emmett Stresovich, Rabbits, Hector Bones, Ness, Joey Russell, Sean Williamson, Spider Bob, who had a birthday recently, a couple days ago, Jay Klein Rye, Sean Hamilton, Jacob Owen Lucia, Sean Bratton, Jason Hiley, TJ Pertusi, Hyper Shouta, and Brock Brandt, new to the list. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you all. And if you want to be a patron, again, just go to patreon.com/TF Radio. You can find all our stuff, all podcasts going back. Again, we are the world's first and oldest toy and action figure podcast going back to 1999. Not just the world's oldest Transformers podcast, but that includes almost basically every podcast, but specifically in this domain in which we live. That's where we are. We have podcasts going back to 1999. You can find all of that at tfradio.net. We're also on Twitter at tfradio, Instagram at tfpodcast, YouTube, just search for Radio Free Cybertron, basically everywhere. John DeLuna, he is not here. He's at that John D everywhere. I'm assuming he's playing Street Fighter VI right now. Rob Springer, not here. He's at zonebase.org. And
he's probably not playing Street Fighter VI right now.
He's probably working right now. He's also at Robo Rob Springer on Twitter. And again, I posted the new episode of Transform Squadron. It's out on our Patreon as well as tfradio.net. You can find all my crap at briankilby.com. And I'm also on Twitter sometimes at bkilby. Chris, how do people get a hold of you?
Find me in our Discord, tfradio.net/Discord. It's a great place to talk about Transformers and just various generic nerd topics. Several of us have been talking about Star Trek Strange New World for the last couple weeks.
Week's episode was so good.
Yeah, we all really enjoyed that one.
Yes.
Without getting into spoilers, it is similar in premise to two episodes of the original series, and it captures the spirit of how those episodes were presented perfectly. And they even did one thing I thought was really cool, which was they made like a modern interpretation of what would have been TOS wardrobe for one of the civilian characters in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is just such great attention to detail for what Star Trek is and was in Strange New Worlds. They get the spirit of it right so much of the time. Like, it was, there is no conventional action in last week's episode, but it was such a good episode. It was such good Star Trek. I am so looking forward to tomorrow. The like minute and a half preview I saw of this week's episode looked really interesting for being, you know, fairly out of context. But like, I have not been disappointed at all for this season so far, and hopefully that will continue. But yeah, you can come join us on our Discord server to talk about Star Trek with us and just anything else. We've got a great group of people in there. There's always interesting conversations going on. You can find the work I've done on the internet at playwithphotography.com. And I have an Amazon wish list if you want to just do random acts of kindness at me. That's at tfradio.net/chrislist.
Cool. And again, yeah, Discord is awesome. tfradio.net/Discord. If you are a patron, you get a nice little color that like calls you out. So like seeing all the red. So
yeah, so make sure to link your Patreon to your Discord account.
And there's a little Discord channel for patrons too. Sweet.
Yeah.
Rob.
I'm on Twitter at Rob Flails for the moment. I'm also on YouTube at Flailthroughs, which still covers Gundam Battle Operation 2. That is going fairly well. This week's mobile suit drop will be the Fukuoka New Gundam statue with its giant stand, which it pretends is a fancy kind of remote weapon. But if you have any interest in the game, youtube.com/flailthroughs. And if you want to give me money for covering the game, patreon.com/flailthroughs, where you can make requests. And just because the my birthday's over doesn't mean I'd refuse anything that gets sent my way. tfradio.net/playlist.
Cool. Diecast.
You can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2. You can like my Facebook page at Reviews by Diecast. You can also see my reviews at tfradio.net/reviews or youtube.com/RFCReviews. Please subscribe, hit the bell for notifications, comment, like, share, all that stuff. It helps me out and it'll help me do more videos. Also, my birthday's in less than a month, I guess, now. So
I forget tfradio. That.
.net/diecast list, and that's it.
Sweet. Donald.
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4 EVR. And like Rob said, even though my birthday is over, I would not be opposed to receiving pleasant things in the mail. So if you would like to get me something, I have a wish list at
tfradio.net/Don's list.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Yeah. Today's the 6 month anniversary that we lost Massey, and I'm still having trouble not saying that. So sorry about that, Brian. I had that trouble last week too. I'm sorry.
I get it.
But thank you to everyone that sent me something, both the my friends here and out there in the world wide web. Just thank you for all the kind words and for helping me celebrate my birthday. I appreciate it.
Cool. And I guess that is it. Yeah, we'll see you next week. Have a good one.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, what are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.